written by distinguished law professors and professionally narrated for easy listening. This audiobook provides case briefs for the top 100 cases that have formed the foundation of criminal procedure in the United States. Each case brief will cover the facts, procedural history, issue, holding, rule, reasoning, disposition, dissents or concurrences, and notes. Also included is our criminal procedure course outline. This outline is detailed and comprehensive, covering everything you might expect to learn in a typical law school criminal procedure course, including capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you need to know. Criminal law is not just the dramatic outburst in court or the investigative process that is so often dramatized on television. It is full of rules, procedures, and limitations on the state that makes it ripe for defendants to use as they prepare their cases. The Constitution limits the ability of the state to abuse individual rights, which has developed into a significant body of law. This lecture will go through the top 100 cases that have made the law of the land as it concerns criminal procedure. First, we will hit on the Fourth Amendment, which deals with illegal searches and seizures, both of someone's body and their property. We will talk about the need for probable cause, when it's appropriate to stop and frisk a suspect, searches incident to arrest, and warrants. We will discuss exceptions to the requirements of probable cause and wiretapping. These Fourth Amendment cases will make up the bulk of modern-day criminal procedure, with many cases originating in the 60s and 70s, when the court fully examined the limits of the state dealing with suspects. Sagging to the Fifth Amendment, we will touch the exclusionary rule, or colloquially, the fruit of a poisonous tree. The Fifth Amendment cases will deal with self-incrimination, confessions, and due process, including the famous Miranda case. We will also discuss cases determining when a defendant has the right to a lawyer and what it means to have effective assistance of counsel. We will touch briefly on discovery and proof requirements, as well as the right to a speedy trial. With this comes the requirements, rights, and duties of a grand jury, leading ultimately into the series of cases dealing with trial by jury. These cases will cover how to select a jury, challenge members therein, and the fundamental right to a jury trial. The Confrontation Clause comes next, dealing with what is sufficient or not for defendants to question witnesses and their accusers. After the trial aspect is, of course, sentencing, and therefore, this series of cases will discuss punishment and sentencing guidelines. After 9/11, criminal procedure formed new law dealing with the rights of those accused of terrorism, so there will be a small set of cases concerning their rights under the law. And finally, we will discuss the most controversial aspect of America's criminal justice system, the death penalty. First, one of the biggest players in the Constitution when it comes to criminal defense is the Fourth Amendment. Facts. The case of Mapp v. Ohio is significant. Dole Re Mapp was part of the illegal gambling rackets in Cleveland. On May 23, 1957, police got a tip that Virgil Ogletree, a person of interest in multiple criminal enterprises, was potentially at Mapp's residence. The officers went to her house, but Clever Mapp called her attorney, who advised her not to allow them to enter without a search warrant. The officers left, but one remained to watch the house from across the street. Of course, not cowed, four cars full of police arrived 3 hours later, and when Mapp did not answer the door, they forced their way inside. When she and her lawyer requested a warrant, a piece of paper was handed to her, which she attempted to hide. The officers wrestled it away from her, and no one, herself, nor her lawyers, nor any member of the court, saw what was on the document. Ogletree was found during the search, as well as other gambling paraphernalia, pornography, and a pistol. Issue: did the police have probable cause to suspect her of owning pornographic books? And therefore, were the books the product of an illegal search? Held: the state was bound to exclude evidence.